President and members, the governor.
15 days after becoming governor, at his first State of the State address, Tony Evers made a top policy priority clear.
Declaring 2019 is a year of clean drinking water in Wisconsin.
The line drew applause from legislators representing a state with issues ranging from nitrates in rural wells to lead pipes in cities. But not long ago, when I met with Evers in his office in the east wing of the state capitol,
Governor, how's it going?
I wanted to start with something else. PFAS, a group of man-made compounds found to be contaminating drinking water in Rhinelander and other places across the state.
Back when I got a degree in chemistry from UW-Madison, we didn't talk about PFAS. In fact, I don't even know if they knew what PFAS were at that point.
But in the last few decades, and especially in the last year, much of Wisconsin has become familiar with the term. In August, Evers signed Executive Order 40, directing the DNR to create a public information website on PFAS, set up a coordinating council, and create regulatory standards for groundwater and surface water.
People will not stand for having water that's contaminated with them that they're drinking. That's not going to happen.
The State Department of Health Services recommended a limit of 20 parts per trillion for PFOA and PFOS, the two best-known PFAS compounds. That's a standard the Water Quality Coalition says could deeply hurt Wisconsin businesses.
Yeah, good to meet you in person.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking some time with me. I appreciate it.
Lane Ruland is the Director of Environmental and Energy Policy at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, a group that helped found the Water Quality Coalition with other industry partners.
It struck me as an incredibly restrictive number. The EPA is saying that there are no known health effects below the 70 parts per trillion number. 20 parts per trillion seems incredibly restrictive.
Rulin points to New York State, where the capital cost estimate for municipal water systems to comply with new PFAS recommendations exceeds $850 million.
We're looking at potentially hundreds of millions, maybe even billions of cost to our economy to actually achieve those standards.
Those numbers, the industry-backed Water Quality Coalition says, could devastate Wisconsin's economy.
When organizations talk about devastating impacts, I think of families that may drink contaminated water that has PFAS in it. That's devastating too. Those same people that claim that they 20 is too much, it'll be devastating. Are they okay with drinking 20 in their own homes? I guess not.
Regulating PFAS in drinking water also means exploring where the contaminants come from. In July, the DNR sent a letter to 125 municipal wastewater treatment plants in the state.
I'm Jason Knudsen. I'm the wastewater section chief at DNR.
Knudsen signed that letter. It asked the wastewater plants to voluntarily test their incoming water for PFAS to help the DNR figure out how widespread the issue is and which industries might be the biggest contributors.
We are working very hard to develop standards and also take these interim actions to scope the extent of contamination, prioritize our efforts where we can get the biggest bang for our buck in terms of protection of human health.
The deadline for communities to report test results is in the next few weeks. Knudsen says participation has been mixed. The Evers administration also hopes to drive down nitrate levels in groundwater and drinking water in rural Wisconsin. Nitrates are the state's most widespread groundwater contaminant, and about 90% come from farming.
I think we're in a better place than we are, and that we haven't been in a long time, because farmers take this seriously, and I think they're beginning to use the practices that we need to see in the state.
Concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, are farms with more than 1,000 animals. They're often targeted because of their manure output. But Ruland, from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, disputes that idea.
Do you feel like CAFOs are getting unfairly blamed for water quality problems? Is that fair to say?
Yes, absolutely. Where these large farms are, the water is much less contaminated.
According to the Wisconsin Dairy Alliance, of the 10 counties with the most CAFOs, only one cracks the top 20 on the list of counties with the most contaminated wells. At the Capitol, Evers has already faced political headwinds on some of his water policies. But he says, despite the slogan, he knows the push for clean drinking water will take much more than just a year. Evers is ready to keep it a top priority.
Obviously, it's a big issue in the state of Wisconsin, and it's a real simple issue. People like to have clean drinking water. Who doesn't want it? Who doesn't need it?
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Ben Meyer.